Withstanding weather challenges, disease pressure, and more, Kansas farmers once again proved how informed management can maximize yield potential year in and year out during the 2021 National Wheat Yield Contest. This year's contest included 63 wheat growers from 20 different states, offering producers a chance to compete against their counterparts from across the country and learn how to better improve their production. National Wheat Foundation Board Chairman David Clevenger said in a release announcing the state winners, "This year has presented many diverse challenges to farmers. These challenges have not only shown the persistence of growers in this industry, but also have highlighted the diversity of wheat, which is shown in the range of yields in each region." The contest was split into winter wheat and spring wheat, and then further divided into dryland and irrigated production. In the dryland winter wheat category, Tyler Ettinger from Meade took the top Kansan slot with a final yield of 125.66 bushels per acre. The entry also earned Ettinger a fifth-place Binbuster Award in the national winter wheat dryland category. Tyler's father, Darwin, was the second-place Kansas winner with a final yield of 123.48 bushels per acre. Tyler said, "I don't know what else we could have done to make it a more perfect growing season. It all came together." Third place went to Matt Jager from Mineola with a final yield of 122.47 bushels per acre. The entry also won Jager fifth place nationally based on the percent increase over the county average. Winners in this portion of the contest were determined by yield increases exceeding the most recent five-year Olympic county average as determined by the USDA. Jager said, "It does show a lot of hard work that's been put in, but at the end of the day, if God doesn't send the rain, we're not very good farmers. We're looking forward to trying some new things and hopefully having a good season. The crop is off to a good start this year, and hopefully we'll have some winners next year." The variety for all three top Kansas winter wheat entries was Westbred's WB4792. In the dryland spring wheat category, Michael Anschutz from Russell took first place with a final yield of 50.41 bushels per acre. The planted variety was Westbred's WB9719. According to Clevenger, yields and quality were excellent in this year's entries, and contestants tell us they are continuing to learn how to increase yields and quality on their farms. For more details on the winning entries, and to review the official rules and entry details for the 2022 contest, visit yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.